the first trade policy review of Croatia has allowed us to improve our understanding of its trade and related policies and the developments since its accession to the WTO in 2000. Our discussions have greatly benefited from the participation of His Excellency Mr. Gyuro Popiac, Minister of the Economy, Labour and Entrepreneurship, and Mrs. Natasha Vujec, State Secretary, and their delegation from Zagreb and Geneva. We are also grateful for the valuable contribution of our discussant, Ambassador Himanen, and for the engagement of several members in this exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, members commended Croatia for the positive economic performance over the last few years. High real GDP growth, relatively low inflation, and a declining fiscal deficit are some of the fruits of an ambitious reform program centered on structural reforms and trade liberalization. It also succeeded in establishing a modern, stable, outward-oriented economy, well integrated with its neighbors and worldwide. Members nonetheless noted the big contraction in Croatia's GDP growth rate in 2009 due to the global economic downturn, and encouraged Croatia to move ahead with its structural reforms, improve its business environment and licensing procedures, and further liberalize its trade and investment regimes to strengthen its resilience to shocks and improve productivity. Members welcomed Croatia's commitment to the multilateral trading system, including the current round of trade negotiations. Members appreciated that Croatia has reviewed and updated almost all its trade-related legislation in line with its main policy objective to seek early accession to the European Union. Members also welcomed that Croatia reduced its simple average MFN tariff rate from 12.1 in 2000 to 7.1% in 2009. Members also noted that Croatia's tariff structures remain somewhat complicated, and they encouraged Croatia to further simplify it. It was also noted that a number of concerns raised, including issues regarding the new Croatian SPS and TBT regime, as well as agriculture, intellectual property rights, contingency trade remedies, and subsidies. It was noted that Croatia has neither imposed nor initiated any anti-dumping or countervailing measure, while one safeguard measure has been introduced so far. Some members invited Croatia to accede to the plurilateral agreement on government procurement. Other questions asked referred to customs, export promotion and support, including free zones, incentives, state aid, competition policy, state-owned enterprises and privatization, manufacturing, particularly shipbuilding and services. Members expressed their appreciation for the responses provided by the Croatian delegation to questions posed during the review exercise and look forward to receiving written answers to any outstanding questions within 1 month. In conclusion, I believe that through this review we have gained a first-hand appreciation of Croatia's achievements since its independence in 1991 and of the challenges that lie ahead. Croatia's exemplary participation in this review bodes well for its capacity to meet those challenges to the benefit of its people and its trading partners. I encourage Croatia to pursue its reforms and improve its multilateral commitment on goods and services with a view to enhancing the transparency and predictability of its trade regime and its adherence to WTO principles. Members could help by keeping their market open for products and services of interest to Croatia.